Good morning. High pressure is building into interior New York and New England this morning behind that low pressure wave that brought us the unsettled weather earlier in the week and cool temperatures. Now readings will climb up into the 80s across most of the region today under mostly sunny skies and a decent west breeze. The humidity will be low throughout the afternoon as well, so it'll be on the comfortable side. Now a little ripple of energy in the atmosphere will pass through late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Skies will be partly cloudy, but we do run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm as that energy passes through. Temperatures overnight tonight will be in the lower to mid-60s. First thing tomorrow morning, we'll see any shower or thunderstorm action depart. Plenty of sunshine during the day, breezy and hot, but with low humidity, temperatures will be in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Over the weekend, it stays mainly dry, and again, with little ripples of energy, we do run the risk at an isolated shower or thunderstorm here and there, both weekend days, but by and large, mainly dry, with a mix of sun and clouds on the hot side, but with low humidity, highs both days, upper 80s and lower 90s. A little bit cooler early next week as we head toward the holiday, but generally dry with a good amount of sunshine Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. And on the 4th of July, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, intense heat is gripping most of the mid part of the country with parts of the high plains setting all-time record high temperatures earlier this week. Now the heat is shifting east with heat advisories, excessive heat watches, and excessive heat warnings in effect from the western high plains all the way into the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and parts of the Deep South. In Indianapolis and Chicago, highs will be near or better than 100 degrees today. With the humidity, it'll feel even hotter. And in the plains, actual temperatures will be between 100 and 105 degrees, with the heat index reaching as high as 110. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, at 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday, June 19th. The last report of hail was at Pendleton, Oregon, this past Tuesday at 6:17 p.m. There were 106 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Benkelman, Nebraska. The 114-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1980 by 9 degrees. There were 49 daily record lows at Elberton, Georgia. It was 52 degrees, and this is 7 degrees colder than the old record set in 1973. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 51, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Hill City and Phillipsburg, both in Kansas, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature 68, that's 2 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 2.14 inches for the month, which is 1.29 inches below normal, and 15.94 for the season, which is 2.27 inches below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 97, that's 2 below normal, and 175 for the season, which is 46 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 99 set in 1901, and the record low 45 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and possibly a shower this morning near the Canadian border, then mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy with an isolated shower thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with an isolated shower thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with an isolated shower thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, an early morning shower or thunderstorm, then increasing sun, breezy, hot but not humid, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly sunny on Monday back into the mid-80s, mostly sunny Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. And for Independence Day on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.